This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here for another hour to answer all of your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we were talking with Fred in regards to some ash issues that he was having on his property. A couple things I wasn't even thinking about. I do have some follow-up questions for you. Now, are you noticing any little holes on that side where it's turned yellow, or any little holes all over the bark?
No, I haven't seen any holes. The bark is very rough with fissures, and so it's just like about an inch wide, and there's a fissure, and the things that have fallen off, they have gone yellow, just fell off, and I looked at them, and I couldn't see any beasts or holes or anything, and it's absolutely only on the east side. The west side looks fine.
Because one of the things I just started to think about during the break was emerald ash borer, and that sometimes will take over like a whole side. You know, and once you've it'll start to turn it yellow a little bit. It could. What I'd almost want you to do is take a close look in some of the area where it's turned yellow. See if any of that bark is really weak, where you might be able to see behind where the bark is, and see if you're noticing any like trails where that underneath it's like lines, basically where the insect could have been prior.
The bark that falls off is very weak. It just falls apart in your hand, and as I say, it lies around a bit like almost as dense as leaves that fall off the tree.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if it does have the emerald ash borer in there, and that's what just after talking with you a little bit, I'm thinking a little bit more and more with it. What I might suggest doing just to get somebody over there to take a look at it, like a tree, like an arborist. You know, somebody who can take a look at it specifically, because it's, I think something else is going on there. You're looking for a mass certified arborist. Okay.
Yeah. Could I just take some bark to, down to Mahoney's or something like that?
You could. I'm thinking of like somebody that could come out, because if it is the emerald ash borer, say that's what it is, I wouldn't want you to bring that into an area.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
I'm
trying to look up at the same time like a certified arborist in our area. You know, Bartlett tree might be one. that there'd be a good certified arborist. That's what you're looking for, the mass certified arborist. You're not looking for, like, just a tree removal guy or company, right? There's, I'm trying to think. Well, I'm looking at the same time. But that Davy Tree might be another one to contact. Just kind of, when you're talking to them, give them the what you've seen, how one side's turning yellow, how the bark falls off easily afterwards. And again, I would look and see if you could kind of just with like a knife kind of take up some of the bark in that area, see if you can see any trails behind it. If you do, then you're seeing a borer. And sometimes it needs like an arborist to spray it and take care of it. It's not like a simple where we could just spray something and be done, right?
The thing that I
just don't want to... I don't want to push. I don't want it to go to others in your area. That's what I'm worried about if it is the emerald ash borer.
Yeah.
I would try to get somebody like a Davy or a Bartlett Tree Service, somebody in the area that is certified arborists that could come out and just take a look at it.
Okay, I'll try and do that.
All right. Sorry, I wish I could give you the exact, but it just seems like that could be part of it.
Okay. Thank you very much, then.
All right, Fred. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
You too.
And our phone number is 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Bill's in Drackett.
Bill, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can I help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Patrick, I have a reseeded area that I did over maybe 7-8 weeks ago. It's about 8x12. I have some starter fertilizer. Could I throw that down for winter fertilizer? I can't find a small bag of winter fertilizer.
So the one thing that I worry about with the starter fertilizer, it has a lot of phosphorus that tries to push new growth and root development.
Okay.
If we were like a month ago, I would say yes.
Okay.
I wouldn't be able to do it right now. It's just too much. You're going to push too much for that.
I have to go buy one of those huge bags.
How many square feet do you have?
It's 120 square feet. 10x12.
So what you could do is, it's like 1,000 square feet, right?
Yeah.
A little bit more than that, obviously, but I'd look at maybe using like just an all-purpose fertilizer, like lawn fertilizer, and using it just half the rate versus using the full rate, and you could do it that way.
Would a weed and feed be all right?
Weed and feed would be all right, but it's the weed is not going to do much for you. But if you're looking just to feed something that doesn't have a lot of phosphorus in it, we're not looking for heavy phosphorus in it right now. Maybe about a month ago you would be fine, but I think it's just a little bit late on that. So I wouldn't see a problem with that.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Have a great one.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, Nathan, who's up next?
Evelyn is in Pittsfield.
Evelyn, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can I help you today?
Doing.
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. I called you a while back, and I was going to call you before now. I went down to yesterday to trim down the Montauk daisy, of which I only had one bloom, and that was odd. But they look like the middle... I don't know what you call it, the area in the middle of the daisy. It looked like it was almost like fresh growth, but I'm not sure if it just looked that way, and I didn't know whether to cut them off or just leave them through the winter the way they are.
Well, so you can leave it and be fine. Is it just like random growth, or is it the whole thing?
Of the daisy. It looks like the bud. I want to call it the bud, but I'm not sure what the center of the Montauk daisy is. It just to me, it looked like it was soft and maybe a new Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, it might not be a bad thing to just prune it down to the rest of the size so everything else is the same size. You're going to end up pruning it multiple times during next season anyways.
Oh, okay.
If you want to keep it small and to keep it to bloom later in the year.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
So the Montauk Daisy, to get it to bloom in the fall, you need to prune it in, you know, April/May. And then again in end of June, beginning of July, to get it to really bloom later on, and that way it keeps it compact. So, I mean, you could cut it, or you don't have to cut it.
Okay.
That's
most
really...
Most likely they'd get even taller if I don't trim it back now?
Yes. Well, so if you don't prune it back now, but then you don't prune it back in the spring, it's definitely going to be taller.
Okay. All right. Okay. I didn't know if I cut them, if it would kill off any growth in the spring. But
No. That you would be fine. The other thing is, take a look at it. So Montauk daisies need to be split every, like, 3 years. So if it's been in the ground for a number of years, maybe it's kind of telling you the rest of it's not doing well. Split it for next year. But, you know, again, it's like every 3 to 4 years you can split Montauk daisies.
And I have one more important question I've been wanting to ask you.
Yeah, so here's what we're going to do. I want you to hang tight with me during the break. When we get back, I'll get right into that question with you, okay? I just don't want to cut you off midway.
Okay.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few here. 855-660-4261.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Evelyn, and she had another question that we wanted to get to. So, Evelyn, what was that second question that you had for us?
I called you, I don't know, a couple months ago, I think. Excuse me. And I have a butternut tree, and the bark, well, I told you it had like a limb growing out of the tree. And I forgot what you called it. It's a certain
sucker
syndrome.
Growth.
Could be. What I did was I went out and I looked at the bark, and I didn't notice it before I did go out there to really look close at the bark that came off of where we had had a branch cut off. And maybe at least 3 years ago, maybe four. And we did put something on the top of the limb where it came off. And so I noticed that this big patch of, well, probably a little over a foot long, but like a pie shape, came off of the tree. And so we were talking about maybe putting something down to maybe kill any bugs that might have been in there or anything. And I think time had marched on. So when I went out there to look, I noticed that the bark was away from the tree, probably by over an inch, and I didn't know what was going on with that. I tried calling some tree services, and one young man thought that he knew somebody that didn't, I don't know if he didn't work there, but he knew somebody that might have been an arborist. I either got no calls, no answers, and callbacks from people in the phone book that were supposed to, you know, couple few arborists, and a lot, one place was out of business. So where I am now is I don't know whether to take a small tarp and cover the tree and rope it around it for the winter. I don't want to lose any more bark off of it. And then either now, like you say, it's kind of slowing down right now for the tree people. Have somebody come out and give me an estimate maybe on one limb that I wanted to maybe take off or cut back because it's getting near the house, and have them look at that bark and tell me what they think, if it's a disease or if I can fix it or if it was just something that happened during the winter. I was wondering, do you think I should cover it over with a tarp?
I wouldn't cover it. Okay. Taking away some of the sunlight for the plant during the winter could just affect it long-term as well. On that that bark that is about an inch pushed out, is it brittle? Does it come off?
I thought it might, but it seemed pretty darn hard.
Okay. And so you can tell that it's, like, moved out, or does it seem more like it's, like, a canker on it, like it's a hard growth on it?
I don't see any kind of growths on it. It looks like almost like the wooden. I know, you know, maybe could the tree have dehydrated? I mean, it started to rip off, and maybe because it was a dry summer. I didn't know whether it, I don't know. It looked fairly healthy to me, but I didn't see any dark spots on the tree or any, like, growth, what I would say is a growth. I didn't see anything like that.
Okay. Yeah,
it's weird.
it does. It definitely does sound that way. If some of that bark, so what I'm wondering is if it has like some sort of borer or something underneath it. The only way I can think of like bark being pushed out, it would be something like that, where a borer is underneath it, tunneling its way through the tree itself. So I'm wondering if that. There's something going on there. You said it's a butternut tree?
Yeah, it's the female. And I was going to try, every time I tried, I either got no callbacks or, like I say, one kid said that he would, he thought he knew somebody that was an arborist. He wasn't sure, but he thought he knew somebody. And he never called. And I called back and I never could get through to anybody. So I could try again to get somebody out here and take a look before the snow. That's about all I think I can do.
Okay. Yeah, it just... So I'm wondering if it's either in, like some sort of borer in there or if it's like a canker.
Okay.
on the tree itself. It's not like... So the... Where the bark has... It's just kind of come out. It hasn't like split or anything, right?
Oh, nothing split except for the bark that came off in a sort of a pie shape that we noticed this summer. And we didn't get any butternuts this year, too.
Okay. So it's split, so that hole is kind of open?
That pie shape is kind
okay.
of a gap.
So it kind of does seem like there is a fungus or a canker or some sort of disease.
Okay.
I really would try to get an arborist out there because they might have to inject it with something to help fix it for the next season.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With an update to the COVID-19 vaccines developed under Operation Warp Speed, USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
The nation's first coronavirus vaccine is set to go before the FDA on December 10th. That's when an advisory board will meet to consider Pfizer's request for emergency approval. The company reports the vaccine is 95% effective. Regarding the timing of things, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar.
Within weeks, we could have a decision from FDA, and within 24 hours of that, we will have started distributing millions of doses of safe and effective vaccine to begin protecting our most vulnerable across America.
FDA Commissioner Dr. Stephen Hahn said Thursday, the FDA recognizes that transparency and dialogue are critical for the public to have confidence in COVID-19 vaccines. I want to assure the American people that the FDA's process and evaluation of the data will be as open and transparent as possible. USA Radio News. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he's ready to work with any U.S. leader, but still isn't ready to recognize the election victory for Joe Biden. Putin on Russian state TV Sunday, "We will work with anyone who has the confidence of the American people, but that confidence can only be given to a candidate whose victory has been recognized by the opposing party or after the results are confirmed in a legitimate way, a legal way." Joe Biden and mainstream media here in America continue to claim there was no voter fraud. "Not so fast," says Trump campaign lawyer Sidney Powell on Newsmax TV.
"That judge was appointed by President Obama. We really don't expect to win a lot of the district court cases, but ultimately the Court of Appeals and the Supreme Court will have to get it right. We're very clear on the law and the facts on multiple issues, and we haven't even begun to present the big fraud case yet that I am still working on, and it's going to be a blockbuster."
We are not calling the race until all legal challenges are resolved. USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
We're here 855-660-4261. And Evelyn, you still with us?
Yeah, I am. I just wanted to ask you, I heard you talk to a man a few people back. It had a I forget what kind of tree he had, but you were telling him maybe he had possibly had borers, and you said should I spray it? I didn't think you were talking about a spray.
So there's not a spray, like you can just spray everything. There's a product called the Annual Tree and Shrub from Bonide. It's a liquid that you pour into the soil, and it will translocate that way. It'll get rid of some of the borers. There is a systemic spray that you could use. But again, I think it's a little bit more, and I think it has a canker that has something, some sort of canker has gotten to it, causing a disease. And I think your best bet, to be honest, would be calling an arborist to come there. You're in Pittsfield?
Yes.
Maybe trying Davy Tree. You could also try... I'm trying to look up at the same time. Is it right on the... Maybe is it on the street?
Well, we live up on a hill, and our driveway access is down around a number of little side streets that we can get to the back street, and that's where our driveway is. And so it's the back of the house, but it's up at the top of the hill.
So one of the reasons why I was asking, in Massachusetts, every city has a tree warden.
Oh.
So maybe it's contacting the city.
Okay.
And talking with them and saying you have a butternut that's having some issues. It quite possibly could be a canker. Maybe they recommend somebody. But every city in Massachusetts has a tree warden who's in charge of all the trees in town, usually street trees, but they might, be able to help you out with that, with something like that. I don't know who you've tried out there, but just in a quick search, I'm not finding
a lot. I'm not
sure
if one of them was Davies, but I went into the Yellow Pages, and quite a few throughout the county are just either not calling back or they've gone out of business.
Okay. So I might try contacting the tree warden in the city.
Okay.
And it's in Pittsfield.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to...
Berkshire County.
At the same time as we're talking, I'm trying to see if I can find who it is. Maybe we can get you some information. Yeah, if you... I'm trying to see here.
Public Works?
Yeah, so you would go to, Pittsfield Public Works. I also... I'm not in Pittsfield. I got to zoom in here. There is a tree warden. It's just not telling me who it is. but if you were to take a look online and go to the city of Pittsfield's website,
mm-hmm.
You might be able to find them. But each city has a tree warden. It's one of the things, one of the good things about the area is having. So I would.
I can even call City Hall.
Yeah, that's probably one of your best bets. I'm trying to think if there's anybody else you can talk to within there. The department. You could do the public service. You could try them, but if you just ask for the tree warden, they can give you that info.
Okay, I'll give it a shot.
All right. Good luck,
so
Evelyn.
Much. Thanks. Bye bye.
Bye bye. All right. I know we have a few more calls. So Nathan, who's up next?
Walter's in Massachusetts.
Walter, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, well, pleasure to talk to you.
You as well.
Okay, I have a question about hosta.
Okay.
And just to give you a background where I'm coming from, this hosta has been in the ground over 50 years. Okay, so this is nothing new.
Yep.
I'm calling it the old-fashioned variegated with kind of a twisty leaf.
Yep.
All of a sudden, last season, spasmodic in different areas, it's shooting up solid green.
Interesting.
And, of course, I have no idea what's going on. And, as I said, the bed is over 50 years old. No work's ever been done on it other than keeping it clean and cleaning it out every spring so that the bed looks good, cleaning it in the fall, too, at the same time. But, I mean, as far as treatment or cutting or moving, nothing. It's where it was when we moved in, and as I said, that's about 50 years ago. And all of a sudden it started with, like, one shoot. And now I've got in two or three different areas where there are two or three shoots that shot up during the growing season.
Yeah, so it does. So these do they do tend to sometimes morph back into an original. Sometimes it could be, is there more shade than there ever was, or something along those lines? Has something changed in the area?
Something has changed to the, just the opposite of what you're saying. The city had to come down the street. We had a couple of really, these were monstrous trees, huge, beautiful trees. But unfortunately, they started dropping leaves and all of a sudden some of the limbs. Anyway, long story short, they had to remove about three gorgeous big trees, and they were appeared to be rotten. I was watching them. Not that I would know. But anyway, there is more sun now.
Okay, that also could be part of it. It's getting so much more sun that it's, hostas like the shade, right?
Yeah, I know.
And so that could be part of it, where it's not getting the shade that it needs to change it back. So sometimes something like this, there's usually a change that happens. And, you know, if it's more sun, more shade, whichever. But it seems like this is kind of what happened to it. I'd just be pruning those out if it's, you know, getting rid of them so it doesn't try to take over the whole plant. That's kind of the best you could do.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. That's basically fine. I was just so curious, and I was afraid we're going to lose the whole thing. But no, trying to take them out in the spring is going to be no problem at all. And I will be more than willing to give that a shot. But you kind of alleviated my fear that we're going to lose them and that they're going to dry off or die off or something. But
So I don't think you'll lose the hosta in general. It just might morph into that different color because of the conditions have changed.
Yeah, good enough.
All right, Walter.
Thanks for the information.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day and enjoy your Thanksgiving.
You too. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. All right. Our number here is 855-660-4261. I just received an email. It's actually about 45 minutes ago. We got it. We were talking with Fred in regards to his ash trees. And I got an email from a gentleman by the name of Mark. And he just confirmed that it seems like it would be the emerald ash borer. And the problem is called blonding. I appreciate the email, Mark. I truly do. Definitely helps out. After talking a little bit with Fred, that's kind of where I was going. I was hoping it wouldn't go that way, because I don't want to see the emerald ash borer out there and around, but it kind of seems like that's what it was. Mark, I appreciate the email to follow up. Do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Tom is in Rochester, Mass.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, good morning. Quick question on
sure.
When to deal, how to deal, and when to deal with moss in the lawn.
Okay.
I'd actually overseeded about 6 weeks ago, and so I didn't aerate, but I did use a seeder to trench up a little bit, and with some success. But the moss is still pretty thick. It's, you know, dominates the grass.
Yep. So to get rid of the moss is not just as simple as buying like a product, a moss killer, right? It's, you do need to do that to get rid of it, but long term, you need to take care of the soil that's underneath it. Is it in a shady area?
It's a mix.
Okay.
But it's not exclusively.
Is it in an area where there were a lot of like pine trees?
Nearby, okay. not pine needle notion, but so yeah. I mean, it's a spread out. There's one section that I was trying to deal with. It does get a little wet in the spring, so it probably is compacted.
Yep. So that was my next question: was if it's a hard pack there. So that's part of it. So what I'd like to see you do in the spring, and I mean, you could even put it down now just to start working, would be you could use a product called Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green, or you could use sulfur from Natural Alternative. Both will do the same thing. What it does is it breaks down some of the clay or hard-packed soil, allowing nutrients to flow through. But what it does is when it's a hard-packed soil like that, water sits, creating more moss for the area. Some of the shade will help to it. So it's like I said, it's not as simple as just getting rid of the moss. So look to do this a couple applications. So you can put this product down in a six-week intervals, about three applications. So if you did it now, you could do it then again in the spring once the ground starts to thaw. And then 6 weeks after that, and you're going to have a tremendous difference in the soil structure. It's going to break down a little bit more to allow that water to go through and have less moss. You're still going to have to kill the moss with a moss killer. Bonite has a product called Moss Out. You just spray it, in 24 hours it usually turns black. And then you got to rake it up to get rid of it. It can't just leave it there. And then reseed from there. But it's the soil structure that's going on underneath it. Another suggestion is possibly get a soil sample taken from that area and see if something else is going on there. Maybe it's a acidic soil that's causing some of that, where you can add some lime to it to bring that up to help the lawn itself be reinvigorated and to grow stronger for you. But it's definitely, a soil sample is definitely the way to go, just to know what else is going on under there.
Very good. And then just one quick question on the other healthier parts of the lawn that make
yep.
it a little thin. I always hear about top dressing, and I was just wondering, because I had some left over, small sections, the potting soil that I grew tomatoes in that are now done. Is that potting soil good, bad, or different as something to rake in on top of the existing grass?
You could throw it on top without an issue. It's not going to do as much as like using like a compost or something like that. But if you just want to get rid of it, no problem. Just throw it down. Yeah, a light layer. You don't want to put it thick. So spread it out and you'll be fine.
Terrific. Thanks for your help.
All right, Tom. Have a great rest of your day and enjoy your Thanksgiving. Bye-bye. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the products directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction, and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to wrap up the show here. Just a couple minutes left in the show. And we're going to be back next week as always. But it's going to be a decent day today. Sun's out. Try to get out there, get some things done. But tomorrow's going to get some rain. Looking at possibly an inch of rain. So definitely... you know, if anything you need to do, get some of those leaves cleaned up today so they're not all just sitting, getting soaked during the week. Do everything you can. I know last week we got 32 bags of leaves out of the yard, but we didn't have, we still have a ton left. Probably need to do about another 30. We're trying to get it removed this year instead of composting in some of the areas because some of those areas are still breaking down. I want the whole area to look nice and clean. But there's many uses for the leaves. Obviously, you can throw them in compost. You can throw them in raised garden beds. You can, you know, put them around your shrubs and trees. You know, it might be better for some of the smaller shrubs and perennials, trees. You know, it's not going to really do a lot for them, but some of your smaller shrubs and perennials, you can use those. You can even use pine needles. Contrary to, you know, the thought of them, when most of them you kind of think acidic because it's a pine tree, well, it's not going to really affect your soil. You'd have to put like tons, literally metric tons, on top of the soil to really change the pH. So you can definitely use the pine needles in your yard to cover some of the areas if you're worried about some of your perennials, that type of thing. Today might be a good day to get out there because it'll be over 45 to spray some wilt proof or wilt stop. Get those taken care of in the yard while it's 45 degrees or warmer. You know, it's going to rain tonight or tomorrow. You know, you need a few hours like you have now to take care of it. So I would definitely be putting those on your evergreens, and that take that type of thing. So definitely worth doing now. You know, this while we're talking here, I just got an email back from Mark in regards to the emerald ash borer, and he said in his ash tree it actually killed it in 2 years. So if you're not taking care of the ash tree, if it has the emerald ash borer, it's something to take a look at, because it does spread very quickly. That was my biggest fear when we were talking with Fred, because I didn't want it to be emerald ash borer. I don't like it because of how it spreads so quickly. But it just, from somebody who's had it, Mark, he's emailed a couple times today just explaining it. So just wanted to pass that on to everybody. So if you do have something that's like an emerald ash borer, you have an ash tree that has an issue, call the city and tell them, call your tree warden, call your tree warden, your city tree warden, especially if you're in Massachusetts, because every city has a tree warden, and tell them that you have emerald ash borer. That will get somebody out there quickly, because they want to stop the spread. If they don't answer, call one of the universities, umass.edu, their website. Go to the extension and just call them and say, I have emerald ash borer and nobody's getting back to me. See what could happen. I bet you'll get an answer quickly. So I just want to throw that out there. As I said to Mark in the email back to him, I was trying everything to hope it was an emerald ash borer. Trying to see if there was something else. Maybe it was verticillium wilt. Maybe it was ash decline. But no, it definitely was. So just want to pass that info along as well. So we'll be back next week. I hope everybody enjoys their Thanksgiving. I'm thankful that I get to do this show weekly, be with my family, and for what's going on with the family. Our health is here. I'm thankful for everybody who calls in and supports the show. So enjoy your Thanksgiving dinner this week. I know it's going to be a little bit different, smaller families, a lot of travel restrictions now. But be safe out there with everyone. Enjoy them, because we want everybody around for more holidays to come, right? We want them here for the long term, so we can enjoy those different seasons, those different holidays. So, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. While you can, get out there, plant something, be good to each other. Yeah, I said it last week, but start wearing a mask out in public, please, just for everybody's sake. Have a good one, everybody. We'll see you next week. Happy Thanksgiving.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.